So we're here with the warden of MRC Pontiac, Jane Toller, to speak about the obstetrics department there at the Pontiac Hospital. We're coming up on 2 years now that the department has been closed. At the time, back in early 2020, pre-COVID, the CISO at the time had said that it would be a temporary closure. It's now stretched to coming up on 2 years now. So, Jane, could you talk a little bit about the obstetrics committee that's been that was started there at the MRC?
Yes, the obstetrics committee consists of about four mayors from the Pontiac, as well as myself, and key members of CISO. And we will be regrouping again this term shortly, perhaps in this next month. If I had known today that when all of this started, that 2 years later we would still be closed, I would have found it shocking and extremely upsetting. We have been very patient. We understand, everyone understands, that the pandemic has had to take priority. But I hang on to the promise of José Filion, who, when I asked a year ago, will this be your number one priority after the pandemic? And she said yes. And I confirmed this morning this is still the case through Geneviève Côté. The recruitment of nurses is still ongoing. But as we know, the Premier recently announced, there are 12,000 healthcare workers off sick at the moment in the province of Quebec. I've always felt the most important factor to getting the obstetrics reopened is to address the salary issue. We know that with the upcoming election with the province, this will have to be addressed. I regularly speak to Matthew Lacombe and André Fortin about this, and I know that the ongoing union negotiations broke off at one point last year, but the salary issue, with us being a border MRC, the challenge for us has always been that any nurse can leave the Pontiac and cross to Ontario and make $10 more per hour. As long as they can do that, we will never be able to retain them. We know that for the obstetrics, we need, for the department to open, we need 12 nurses. We can get by with 9. And there are other creative solutions which are being worked on. One of them was to have midwives. We also need to have at least 2 or 3 doctors. I'd like to state that it is completely unacceptable when I opened the local newspaper and saw how many babies have been born in 2022 or 2021, a lot of babies, and we know none of them were born here in the Pontiac. They were either born in Gatineau or they were born in Pembroke. I think it's a basic right that residents here should be able to have babies here, and not only to take away the stress of a drive, possibly not making it in time to the hospital. I will never give up hope, and I will never stop trying. On behalf of the MRC Pontiac and the Council of Mayors, we desperately want our obstetrics department open, and I'm confident it will be, hopefully later this year.
And can you talk a little bit about the committee itself? You mentioned that there are 4 mayors on it, as well as yourself. Who exactly are you meeting with from the CISO? How often? And what exactly are you hashing out in these meetings? And how long, roughly, are you?
Well, the last meeting would have been held probably last October before the election. And so we haven't met for a while. The usual topic of conversation is the following. We talk about what incentives can we attract nurses with? How can we retain them? We talk about things like potential rent decreases or, you know, having enough housing to provide a home for them, potential tax breaks. We've talked about starting a nursing school in the Pontiac, and that's something that we've been working with Heritage College on, and we don't want it all necessarily conducted in Gatineau. We would like to have it here in the Pontiac. And we've also talked about going into the high schools and impressing upon kids, not in their graduating year, but when they first enter high school, how important it would be to go into service of healthcare. We also know that the base level of healthcare in the Pontiac is the worst in the entire province. And I also don't want to stay there. That's nothing to brag about. And it's for 4 reasons. We have diabetes, we have cancer, respiratory, and circulatory disease. So we also know that through the pandemic, we were always afraid that we would overload our hospital. Fortunately, that never happened, and anyone with COVID was transported to Gatineau. Getting back to the obstetrics, who represents the CISO? Well, we have a doctor. We have the person who looks after sort of HR issues at the hospital. We also have someone else who's actively involved in recruitment. We have Guylaine Marcel from the Pontiac who has been working with the CISO on this particular project. And occasionally we have José Filion or Geneviève Côté. So that's who represents the CISO.
And how frequently are you guys meeting generally?
Well, at one point we were meeting every 2 weeks when we really felt we were making some progress. But when the pandemic came in, I think it was the third wave, it became evident that all of the attention had to be on that. And also, I just basically came to the conclusion that until we can settle the salary issue, it doesn't matter what long list of incentives we have, we're still not going to attract nurses. So the salary issue is the number one issue.
And the committee was formed, was that right after the obstetrics was, the department was closed in February of 2020, or was it shortly after?
I think it was shortly after.
Okay.
Because when I learned of the closure, which we hoped was just short-term and temporary, we saw that, you know, it was becoming more complicated, and so we felt that we needed to do something at the MRC level.
Okay. And so looking back over the past almost 2 years now that you've been meeting with the CISO representatives, what exactly has changed over the last? I know they can put a lot of it onto COVID. That's definitely an issue that they can't ignore for sure. But what materially has changed over the past 2 years of discussions here?
Not as much as we would have hoped. I think the introduction of the idea of midwives. And the other benefit of a midwife is that they can follow up afterwards. So it's not just the delivery for 6 months afterwards, I think, or 6 weeks. They keep in touch with the mother and the child. Another thing that I think is coming out of this is the more important need to have decentralization and to ensure that we've been learning a lot more about how things have changed at the hospital since the Liberal government put in that change of control, and that it's very important to have more local decision making. And I try to speak to Dr. Tom O'Neill regularly because he is my best source for how things really are at that hospital. I'm encouraged by the fact that Matthew Lacombe is completely on side with our obstetrics reopening. Also, Andre Fortin is our champion, of course, but our premier, I'd like to actually soon have a face-to-face with our premier, and I'd like to ask him how he feels about all of our children being born in Ontario. He is very nationalistic about Quebec. He is very proud of Quebec. I think he wants Quebec to be self-sufficient, and I think it would raise his eyebrows if he knew that we right now live here but can't have babies. And I'm also encouraged because he did speak about being in favor of decentralization. He's a premier that was elected by the rural areas. In many ways, Pontiac is receiving a lot because of his viewpoint. But I think we really need, at our CPO meeting yesterday, I raised the fact that the new hospital for Gatineau should be renamed the Hospital of the Outaouais. It's being very much called the Gatineau Hospital. However, at the same time, I said we need a committee to look at protecting the Wakefield Hospital, the Maniwaki Hospital, the Pontiac Hospital, because that can't be our answer going to the Gatineau area for healthcare. We need to, at the same time, have decentralization, more decision-making, more control at the level here in the Pontiac, in Shawville, and make sure that we also, another thing that came up through our committee was the need, Tom O'Neill alerted me to it, to have a succession plan for doctors, so that when doctors retire, all of a sudden we don't find, which I think happened 4 or 5 years ago, that we just had a shortage. We don't ever want that to happen. As a doctor retires, we want to know a new doctor is coming in. And so part of our work can also be on better attraction of professionals, which is something the MRC is already focused on, but in particular, doctors. And I'd like to also add, we really need a veterinarian.
And as far as, yeah, the sort of jumping off that, so the committee, you discuss sort of healthcare issues more broadly, not specific to obstetrics?
It's always talking about how we can reopen the obstetrics department, but at the same time, we're also talking about a strong hospital.
And you brought up a lot of other issues there as far as the region goes. We know the nurses leaving for jobs elsewhere isn't exclusive to the Pontiac. It's happening in Gatineau. It's happening elsewhere as well. And like you said, there's this big hospital that was promised, and there's all this talk going on about that, and that it's an enormous issue. So I guess, do you genuinely believe that the obstetrics department is a top priority for the CISO, or is they just telling us what they think that we want to hear?
I have to believe it because, as I've said, I will never give up on this issue. And what this issue requires is fighting for it. And we've got a petition actually that has just been finished, and we got a really strong response. But I will give credit to the Women's Institute. They are the ones that are going to be collecting it, President Beryl Smart, and she's going to be giving it to Andre Fortin's office, and he will stand up in Quebec City with this petition. I believe that José Filion is a woman of her word, and I will hold her to the fact that in a public meeting I said, after COVID, will your number one priority be the reopening of the obstetrics unit in the Pontiac? And she said yes, and I confirmed that today with Geneviève Côté.
I don't say that to be doom and gloom, but I've been covering this issue, as you know, for several years at this point, even far earlier than COVID. And initially, when the breach in service, as they called the temporary breach, happened, I was speaking to my sources there at the hospital. Several of them said they were pretty they didn't believe it was coming back at that point, or they were very skeptical of the promise that it would be a temporary. I spoke with another source of mine last week, again senior position, been there for several decades, not a person that's a whiner or somebody that would, you know, be all doom and gloom or have a negative pessimistic output. And they were about as pessimistic as I've ever heard them, saying that no, it's not like we're barely covering the floor right now. They're barely getting nurses for the rest of the department. So I guess what avenues or what ways do we have to put pressure on a system that's this big? We're a tiny little RLS that has what, maybe 15,000-20,000 people out of a much bigger service region. What avenues do we have to actually advocate for this or put pressure on the CISO?
Well, I really believe in petitions. I think they're really effective. It is the easiest, best way to show how many people are asking for this. And that's going to be presented in the next month at Quebec City. I know we're in an election year, but I really think that the silver lining on the cloud is going to be the enhancement of the salaries. And that is an election promise. I have discussed it with Matthew Lacombe. I hope, as I said, to have a meeting with the premier soon. And this will be on the top of my list. I'm going to get his commitment that it's going to reopen.
Well, election promises, famously, not exactly the most reliable statements out there. But I guess, do you see it as a factor that we have a MNA that's in the opposition party? Is that sort of the role or one of the main challenges with bringing our issues to the fore in Quebec City?
Well, that's a good point. And I'll also say Andre's very effective at being the critic, and that is his role. So he does criticize everything. I'm sure that the government, get tired of hearing the criticism. But I decided that in my role, if I'm really going to represent the people of the Pontiac to the best of my ability, I can't just access the provincial government through our MNA. I have an excellent working relationship with him. We work hand in hand. But I also need to forge my own relationships with ministers, and I've been doing that. I have had personal conversations with Pierre Fitzgibbon, Economic Development, with Benoit Charest, Minister of Environment, that's about the energy from waste, and with Pierre Dufour, Forestry. Also, the MNA in charge of the Internet, he has assured me that he's going to keep his eye on Pontiac and make sure that our rollout will be accomplished on time. So this is what I do. I have to develop my own relationship as the warden of the MRC Pontiac so that I can, I think that Andre's effective in one area convincing them, but then I can be effective in another. And I'm here to work with everybody.
And just closing out here, will you be reforming the obstetrics committee with the new council of mayors, I'm assuming? And what can we expect going forward here?
So we've already discussed it at the council of mayors. And so wherever a mayor like of Shawville and Clarendon step down, our new mayors of Shawville and Clarendon will be on, as well as Mansfield and Fort Kalunch. We've got Christine Francoeur, which is great because she's with the CLSC.